I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in a rush.
Ugh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure, every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhanson.com. That's rickhanson.com.
This is a CGSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Former Meta executive alleges company colluded with China on censorship. On April 9th in Washington, D.C., Sarah Wynne Williams, former director of global public policy at Facebook, testified during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, alleging that her former employer, Meta, worked directly with the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, to undermine U.S. national security and betray American values.
前 Meta 高管指控公司与中共勾结进行审查合作。4月9日，前 Facebook 全球公共政策总监莎拉温·威廉姆斯在参议院司法委员会听证会上作证，指控他的前雇主 Meta 与中国共产党直接合作，破坏美国国家安全，背叛美国价值观。
Wynne Williams said that Facebook allegedly custom-built censorship tools for the CCP that allowed certain individuals broad powers over how the platform performed, and also allowed for services to be completely shut down in certain regions of China, and on certain dates like the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre.
Wynne Williams 指控 Facebook 为中共专门打造了审查工具，使某些个人拥有广泛权限，可以操控平台的运行方式，还能在中国某些地区以及特定日期，如六四天安门事件周年，完全关闭服务。
In addition to the censorship tools, the allegations include Meta undertaking an internal initiative to collaborate with CCP by sharing sensitive technologies, including artificial intelligence advancements.
除了审查工具外，指控还包括 Meta 发起一项内部计划与中共合作，分享敏感技术，包括人工智能方面的先进成果。
She also said that Meta facilitated a covert data pipeline between the U.S. and China, which could have potentially granted the CCP access to American user data.
温威廉姆斯还表示，Meta 促成了一条美国与中国之间的秘密数据传输渠道，可能使中共有机会接触到美国用户的数据。
Meta is also under fire for allegedly allowing its AI model Llama to be used by Chinese military-linked projects and aiding China's AI development to outcompete American companies.
Meta 也因涉嫌允许其人工智能模型 Llama 被中共军方有关的项目使用而受到批评，同时还被指协助中国的 AI 发展以超越美国企业。
Meta has disputed the claims by Wynne Williams. Spokesperson Andy Stone told the AFP news agency that Wynne Williams' claims were detached from reality and full of false allegations.We, Meta, currently do not offer any services in China, he said.
Meta 对温威廉姆斯的指控予以否认。发言人安迪斯通在接受法新社采访时表示，温威廉姆斯的说法脱离现实，充满虚假指控。他说，我们 Meta 目前在中国并不提供任何服务。
However, even though Meta's platforms are banned in China, the company still makes a significant amount of revenue from Chinese businesses. According to Meta's own 10K filing, the company pulled in $18.3 billion in advertising revenue from mainland China in 2024, up from $13.69 billion and $7.4 billion in 2023 and 2022, respectively.
不过，尽管 Meta 的平台不能在中国大陆使用，该公司仍从中国企业获得了可观的收入。根据 Meta 自己的 10K 财报文件，该公司在2024年从中国大陆获得了183亿美元的广告收入，高于2023年的 136.9 亿美元和2022年的74亿美元。
Among some of Wynne Williams' more damning testimony, she provided emails showing Facebook executives discussing granting the CCP authorities access to user data from mainland China and Hong Kong.
在 Wynne Williams' 一些更具杀伤力的证词中，她提供了几封电子邮件，显示 Facebook 高管曾讨论给予中共当局访问中国大陆和香港用户数据的权限。
During the hearing, Senator Richard Blumenthal said, Facebook appears to have been willing to provide the data of users in Hong Kong to the Chinese government at a time when pro-democracy protesters were opposing Beijing's crackdown.
在听证会上，参议员理查德·布鲁门萨尔表示，在香港的民主抗议者奋力反对北京镇压之际， Facebook 似乎愿意将香港用户的数据提供给中国政府。
When asked if this was true, Wynne Williams replied that it was.
当被问及这一说法是否属实时，温·威廉姆斯回答，是的，属实。
She also said that Meta developed a tool for the CCP that allowed them to identify viral content and to step in if they wanted to censor it.
她还表示 ,Meta 为中共开发了一种工具，使其能够识别热门内容，并在需要时进行审查干预。
As part of the censorship tool that was developed, there were virality counters, so anytime a piece of content got over 10,000 views, that would automatically trigger it being reviewed by what they called the chief editor, she said. What was particularly surprising is that the virality counters were not just installed, but activated in Hong Kong and also in Taiwan.
When Williams 说，作为开发的审查工具的一部分，系统中设置了传播热度计数器，也就是说，每当一条内容的浏览量超过10,000次，就会自动触发由他们所谓的总编辑进行审核。尤其令人震惊的是，这些传播热度计数器不仅被安装了，而且在香港和台湾也被启用了。
Senator Blumenthal was quick to point out that Zuckerberg had previously testified under oath that Facebook had never developed censorship tools for the Chinese market.
布鲁门萨尔参议员迅速指出，马克·扎克伯格此前曾在宣誓作证时表示， Facebook 从未为中国市场开发过审查工具。
When Williams told the Senate,The greatest trick Mark Zuckerberg ever pulled was wrapping the American flag around himself and calling himself a patriot, and saying he didn't offer services in China, while he spent the last decade building an $18 billion business there, she added. And he continues to wrap the flag around himself as we move into the next era of artificial intelligence.
Wynne Williams 在听证会上表示，马克·扎克伯格玩得最成功的一招，就是把美国国旗披在身上，自称是爱国者，并声称自己没有在中国提供服务。而实际上，他在过去10年间一直在中国打造一个价值180亿美元的商业帝国。他还说，如今，随着我们步入人工智能的新时代，他还在继续披着那面国旗。
Hey, don't smoke here. I need help. There's a wildfire in the forest.
In BC, approximately 43% of all wildfires are caused by people. It is important to exercise caution when outdoors. For more information, visit bcwildfire.ca or call 1-888-336-7378. 1-888-336-7378.
Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song by James Gordon and it's called Dreaming of a Dream, which is from the album titled The Heritage Hall Sessions, released in 2019. 听众朋友，欢迎您接着收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 James Gordon 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Dreaming of a Dream， 希望您喜欢。
Prayer. If I had a dream to fly on, I'd let it carry me away. Something I could rely on to get me through these lonely days.
The song vocal and performed by Blue Standard, and it's called A Good Son, which is from the album also titled A Good Son, released in 2018. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自加拿大音乐人 Blue Standard 作曲并演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 A Good Son。
Everything in its time, so the wise men say, and that old cliche must contain more than a grain of truth. At least it diddid. For this shallow, naive, and callow youth. Isn't it a good thing that you never came my way when I was young and wild and careless?Falling in and out of love each day. I had never seen the beauty in you, nor had the sense to try to win you. Never knowing what to do.Or what to say to make you stay? Isn't it a good thing? What growing pains can do? I'm glad that loneliness and heartache. Me just how much I needed you. I could never have adored you so, love, if I had met you long ago, love. But I know a good thing.When I see it now, isn't it a good
天堂
老船长的话 which means what the old captain said, and it's vocal by 潘越云. Uplexed is a song vocal by 施孝荣, and it's called 归人沙城。听众朋友，刚才您欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是来自潘越云演唱的《老船长的话》。接下来，请大家欣赏来自施小荣演唱的《归人沙城》。 Here comes the last song of today's music segment of the Chinese show, and it's called 大斗笠, which means a big rain hat. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish you a happy weekend. Please tune next Saturday noon on CJSF 9.1 FM. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自赵小谭演唱的《大斗笠》。在这里呢，感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
有一个小男孩，头顶一个大斗笠，走起路来摇摇摆，笑起来他好可爱。我问他，小男孩，太阳已经要落山，为何你还依然头顶一个大斗笠？小男孩他眨眨眼，拍拍他的大斗笠，告诉我那里面藏着一个小秘密。乖宝宝，我悄悄送你一块糖。我掀开看一看，里面原来有两块糖，他对我笑一笑，糖又放进了大斗笠。个小男孩，头顶一个大斗笠，走起路来摇摇摆，笑起来他好可爱。我问他，小男孩，太阳已经要落山，为何你还依然头顶一个大斗笠？小男孩他眨眨眼，拍拍他的大斗笠，告诉我那里面藏着一个小秘密。乖宝宝，我悄悄送你一块糖。我掀开看一看，里面原来有两块糖，他对我笑一笑，糖又放进了大斗笠。
How about giving back to your community in a cool way while helping your family eat better? Well, you can. It's all in the name, Plant a Row, Grow a Row, an organization that helps you help others. Plant vegetables and donate them to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.growarow.org.